Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know what impacts when your children will start drinking, when your teens may start drinking? Well, the answer just might surprise you. And my guest is Dr. Sharon Levy. She's board certified developmental behavioral pediatrician and a professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School. So, Dr. Levy, when kids think about starting to drink, you know, the first thing we parents hear is it's probably peer pressure. And I heard that the biggest risk factor for underage drinking is having a best friend who drinks. Speak about that a little bit.
Right. So one of the best predictors of kids starting to drink is when they're hanging around with peers who drink. That's certainly true. Unfortunately, drinking is so common amongst even fairly young children, is high school kids. By the end of high school, something like 80% of kids will have tried alcohol. So really, all of our kids are at risk for trying alcohol and drinking. And so I think what parents need to do is, again, just like with marijuana, they need to be talking about it with their children, acknowledging that their friends may be drinking, disapproving of drinking regardless of what their friends are doing.
So do we ask our children if their friends are drinking? Do we count on our own sort of judgment to see if that's like a drinking kid? How do we know?
Well, that's a really good question. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all children get screened for alcohol and drug use during their routine health maintenance visits. So that is their doctor's appointments. And that's probably a very good place to do it. I don't know that kids are going to always give their parents honest answers if they ask them outright. So I think that parents should stay open. They should listen to the conversation. They should encourage the conversation. But I think it's still very important for the kids to have a chance to speak with their doctor every year and to be screened in that way as well.
Well, and I think we have to find good reasons for our children not to drink. However, I said I was going to ask you this question. Other cultures allow kids to drink earlier, and a lot of parents think, oh, well, if I let my child take a sip here and there, it'll be just like in France, and they won't have a drinking problem. Clear that up for us.
Well, that's also a really good question. The truth of the matter is that the rates of adolescent drinking are much higher in every country in Europe than they are in the United States. And so it's a lot of people believe that that we can teach our kids to drink just like they do in Europe and we'd be better off, but the data just isn't there to support that idea. Now, parents ask all the time, is it okay for my kid to have a sip of alcohol during a religious ceremony or other type of family gathering? And that kind of monitored drinking, there's not a lot of evidence either way, but that kind of monitored drinking probably won't hurt them. What the concern is this idea that if you just can teach your kids to drink, then you can allow them to drink on their own because then they'll be kind of safe drinkers. And that just isn't true. When kids drink on their own, when they're with other adolescents and not at a religious ceremony, when they're drinking on their own like that, they're really driven to binge drink. This is part of the developmental process. Adolescents seek stimulation. We know that about them, and that's actually part of their brain development. And that goes for drinking, too. When kids drink with other kids, they tend to binge drink. In fact, 90% of all alcohol consumed by adolescents is during a binge. And that, of course, is very risky because when kids binge, they get drunk, they make bad decisions, they get injured, they get into accidents, they have blackouts, and bad things happen to them.
And, you know, the times are different, Dr. Levy, because parents used to throw parties and allow the kids graduating high school to be at their house drinking. Well, now, I mean, you end up in jail. And this is a really, really dangerous thing for parents as well as kids. What do you tell parents to tell their children on how to say no. If they find themselves in a house where kids are passing around a bottle of wine or they're taking their parents' beer, what do you tell the parents to tell the kids to do in that situation?
Well, I would encourage parents to tell their kids to stay away. And I would also encourage, and this is very important, that as kids are getting older and they're starting to go to these parties on their own, that they discuss a safe transportation plan home. So I would tell parents that I see that let their children know if they ever feel like they're in a situation that is risky or dangerous for them, that they can call a parent anytime and get a ride home and get themselves out of the situation.
You know, I've told my children, Dr. Levy, that I would rather them tell me the truth than for me to find out by some other means that they've lied to me and that there may be consequences to the truth, but that I will never get angry and I'll pick them up wherever they happen to be if they're feeling at all uncomfortable about drugs or alcohol at a party. I mean, is that the sort of right way to go about it?
That's a great conversation to have with them, to reassure them that you will come and get them, that they should never be afraid to call you. And another piece of it, and this is an idea that's promoted by Students Against Destructive Decisions, or the SAD, the folks over at SAD, is don't talk about it that night. You know, allow a free ride home. That doesn't mean that you're never going to talk about it, but wait till cooler heads prevail. You know, often when you're in the heat of the moment, the conversation can really get escalated and there can be yelling and poor communication. Just pick your kids up, make sure they get home, safely, give them a night, and when cooler heads prevail, that's the time to have the conversation.
I think that's great advice because if that's the case and they're coming home from a party already feeling embarrassed that their parents had to pick them up or that they had to turn down the drink that everybody was passing around, they're going to be more likely to yell back and say, well, I should have done it. You know, so maybe you're staving off a future problem by not talking about it that night and then maybe having a calm discussion about it the next day. So what do you think teens need to hear about alcohol? And I mean, do you have a place you like parents to go, a website, someplace where they can get really great usable information, things they can print out to help them talk to their kids about alcohol?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics has a parent website that has information about alcohol, as does the National Institute on Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse, or the NIAAA. The Students Against Destructive Decisions, or SAD, website also has information for parents and for kids. There are lots of good websites, but I do think parents should screen them and make sure that the information is coming from either a government source or a professional organization.
Well, that's great because people can go to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. They have a whole pamphlet there for talking to your children about alcohol. Also, of course, healthychildren.org, the name of this show right here, so you can get information there from the American Academy of Pediatrics. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Levy, your best advice for parents in talking to their children about underage drinking and hopefully preventing our children from getting too involved with alcohol.
Do it frequently. Be really clear about it. Tell them what your expectations are.
I think that that's great because as parents, we need to talk about it. We can't just hope that they're going to do the right thing without discussion. And maybe it's different than when you were a kid and your parents never discussed it, but that's what we have to do now. And so if you are a parent who does like to drink, let your kids know that you are over 21 and it's legal for you. And there are reasons why they are not allowed to start drinking, and it could be dangerous and even deadly for them. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.